This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ducks versus Rutgers today. You can hear that right here on the home of the Oregon Ducks, 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Kickoff is at 3:30. Right after us, we will be kicking off to the pregame show, Coors Light pregame show. Andy Chicken Slider Johnson and Anthony Big Pretzel Newman over at Grand Central Bowl. I called them that because that's what they ordered last time. So I'm intrigued to see what they order this time. I'll be heading there after this.
You go with what works, man. You go with what you know.
I believe sales bro Kurt Ludwig will be there. He just won the pick'em on Happy Hour with Luke Anderson this last week.
Well, all right.
He was this week's winner, or last week's winner, rather. So if you want to get more football knowledge from Kurt Ludwig, because the guy, he's locked in, clearly.
You're just making me want a pretzel, bro. Honestly.
They got some good food over there. I had a like a breakfast burger last time I went there. I had like bacon and a fried egg on there.
Yeah.
Quite tasty.
I used to do a trivia at
Grand Central Bowl.
Central. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool.
There you go.
Good, a lot of nice food.
Well, after the pregame is the game. And Ducks are playing a Rutgers team who's pretty good offensively. I will give them that. They do have a problem actually getting the ball into the end zone, which from what my understanding in the game of football is that you need to score points to win, and they have had a hard time doing that. So I'd say for the Ducks, stay true defensively, stay disciplined, don't let anything over the top. Really, last week, they did not play a bad defensive game. It's just the offense did not let them stay off the field very much. And it was really the, you know, and I will say, Indiana was able to run the ball. That RPO was able to get to the Ducks offense. I think they put some things on tape that other teams could possibly be like, we can emulate this.
Blueprint.
And I don't think the defense played terrible. They did have drives, especially after that pick six. It was just like, let's get the offense the ball back, right? Let's stop them. It's 20-20. And then Indiana was able to just march right down the field 75 yards to take the lead and essentially seal the game. So I would say just don't let the idea of Rutgers beat you. Like, it's Rutgers. You know, it's Rutgers, right? Like, they can't be that good. Let's just take care of business. Let's show up, win, get the hell out of there. I think you need to play this game pissed off. You need to play this game as if, like, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Ohio State. I don't care if it's Rutgers. We're going to play our best game possible, and we're going to show the country that that was a it wasn't a fluky loss because they did just straight up lose that game, but that we're not going to go the way of a Penn State, right, and let one loss turn into two losses.
It's turning into getting your coach fired immediately. right. I mean, I think defensively, I just don't think they were great last week. That's just kind of how I felt. They let a team that's really good at running the ball kind of run all over them. They let a quarterback who, by all accounts, showed that they're probably the Heisman, you know, winner of this year based on how well that he played last week. They let him kind of shred you up a little bit, and I just feel like your defense didn't come to play. But also your offense didn't give you a chance to really make any plays. And that was the probably the strangest part for me. We've seen Oregon's defense get beat a little bit, but the offense has always been able to kind of respond. And that's what we didn't see last week. And so this week, man, they have to support Dante more. And they have to give him time to get rid of the ball. And the offensive line has to do a better job of protecting him and allowing him to kind of survey the field just a little more and to be able to play his game. I don't think we saw that from Dante Moore. He looked super uncomfortable last week, and I think a lot of it was the offensive line not really giving him an opportunity to do stuff. The defense just has – they have to respond better from last week. I don't think it's going to be a Penn State situation to where they just completely lay down and lose to a team that's – by all accounts, inferior, right? That's pretty much what Penn State did the following week after they lost to Oregon. I don't think that's the case here. And as long as they're able to really put some pressure on, and I can never say Calic Manis?
Opa.
Yeah. Forgive me if I'm butchering that name. I got to write stuff
in that. I want a hero now.
But no, you have to try to make him uncomfortable and try to create some turnovers and make it easy on your offense, really. So I think there's a lot that they have to focus on today. Last week, and I think that's the big word. Last week, it didn't seem like they were focused. Like, I felt like that they had that big emotional win, and then there was a week off to where they got to kind of look at the rest of the college football landscape, and they came in, and that was the one. We said it all year, right? Or at least up until that point. Penn State is the biggest game of your year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Penn State is the one that you can't lose. And then you let Indiana come into your home and beat.
And then Indiana was looking at their schedule and they're like, this Oregon game is
our biggest game on our schedule. Yeah. Like, right? And so I think they kind of overlooked how good Indiana is and how good that that offense was. And as long as they don't do that today, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. This spot makes me nervous just because of, again, what we've seen teams do, but also like, we've seen teams also, it's like they lose this game and then they're like, dude, F this. Like, we are not going to let this happen where we then go play an inferior opponent and, again, let one game lead to two losses. Like, that cannot – and quite frankly, I feel like Dan Lanning is the perfect coach to be able to tell a team, like, how to respond after a tough loss like that. I just think that he does a great job of motivating his team. Might not have been the – case against Indiana, but I think that wasn't more so a motivational thing. I think that was just Indiana had a great scheme. They had a great defensive game plan for Oregon to where it just it shook them. It shook that offensive line. It shook Dante Moore. It was the classic Sam Darnold. I'm seeing ghosts. Like he would then try and scramble and run, and then before you know it, they got a linebacker chasing him down and sacking him 5-6 times during that game. It was just – I don't think it was a motivational factor for the Ducks. I think it was just they were shook early, and then as the game went on, the offense was just like, we can't do anything.
I think Kirk Cignetti just – and this is going to sound weird. He out-coached Dan Lanning.
He did.
He just was flat out just out-coached him. It could be age. It could be, you know, whatever the case is. But for that entire game, for an hour of that game, the Ducks never looked in. And I text you guys at some point just before you went on to the postgame show and was like, man, they never looked in control of this game. Mm-hmm. There wasn't one point in this game where I was like, okay, this is where the takeoff happens, and this is where Oregon completely kind of blows the game open, and it just it never came.
Well, even after the pick six and they tied it, one, I was very intrigued. I'm like, all right, well, the defense has to go right back out onto the field, and are they going to be able to generate a stop, you know, being that they were just out there? They have to go out there and play defense again, and so, like, they might be tired, and credit to Indiana and Fernando Mendoza is they were able to – like that to me, like, says a lot about a quarterback, that when you're able, when you make a big mistake like that and then you're able to respond
with a big play
and just go right down the field, march down the field and lead your team to a touchdown, like, that's huge. But once they scored that touchdown to go up 27-20, I was like, this Oregon offense hasn't really given me a whole lot of confidence today that they're going to able to just drive the field and tie this game up. So I was very unsure there. But with this game today, I mean, I hate to say it out loud, because it can't be the mentality that the team has and the coaches have, but it's Rutgers. You are the better team. There's a reason you are favored by 17 and a half points. You should win this game.
17 and a half? No, I just saw it was 15 and a half. Is it 17 and a half?
Maybe it's getting bet down.
Maybe, yeah, but, probably got bet down.
Last I checked, it was 17 and a half.
I think it's still 17. Okay.
But you cannot let last week's game beat you twice. And you need to go out there and know that you are the better team. You are the more talented team. Travel be damned. Location be damned. You need to go and respond and show the country that, hey, you know what? We lost to a good Indiana team. That's a good Indiana team, all right? We're not going to let them beat us twice, plain and simple. And we're going to show the country that, hey, we're still the Ducks. We're still a top five team. We're still a one of the best teams in the country, and we will be in the conversation late in the season. And also, you need to show this, because I feel like last week, we're seeing this in the postgame show, a lot of people in maybe in the fan base now are like, oh, yeah, you know, young team. I think next year was always the focus anyways. Like, I feel like the vibe has kind of shifted in the fan base where I'm like, you know, maybe we're not, you know, not going to contend this year.
They went from national champions and Heisman to all of a sudden like, oh, well.
No, if you still feel that way, then you need to go out and show that there is a difference between the top of this conference and then everybody else.
And I think Oregon is in a very unique position, like a lot of, you know, good teams in college football. And this is, I don't think they can afford another loss. They had the one, and we know now that you can make it all the way to the playoff with one loss. We know that already, and that's okay.
No, you make it with two losses,
make it with two, but
just depends on how it looks, though.
Exactly. If the rest of the conference or the rest of the contenders only have one loss, and then here's two loss Oregon, I don't know. Depending on who that other loss is to, I don't know if they get in. So I think they have to play really, really they have to play smart for the rest of the season. They have to be aggressive as they're going out there because, again, for me, another loss is probably there's no chance for playoff.
You lose this game, then your playoff chances are very much on the ropes at that point. Ducks take on Rutgers. They're a favorite. They should win, but do not, you know, if you're a player, you gotta block out the rat poison, as Nick Saban would say. Like, just go and take care of business and don't treat them like an inferior opponent. Show that they are the inferior opponent, okay? It's just, this game is very important for the psyche of not just fans, but for that team in general.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.